AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Being unable to keep a signature campaign promise is a bitter pill to swallow, but President Obama says at least 5,500 U.S. troops will have to remain in Afghanistan when he leaves office in 2017.
This modest but meaningful extension of our presence, while sticking to our current narrow missions, can make a real difference. It's the right thing to do.
John McCain, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, says Obama should be keeping about twice that number in Afghanistan.
No military person recommended that small a number. So it's classic Barack Obama half measure, and it's better than nothing, obviously, but I guarantee you it'll put those men and women in our military at greater risk because there's not enough there to do the job.
The shift in strategy comes following setbacks by Afghan security forces. There's been no official word on Lamar Odom's condition, but Jesse Jackson, who visited him yesterday, says he is on life support. This just in, Nevada regulators have ordered daily fantasy sports sites to shut down in the state. The police chief in Bellevue, Washington, says Seattle Seahawks fullback Derek Coleman has been arrested after a hit-and-run accident that left another driver seriously injured.
Mr. Coleman was operating a 2015 green Dodge Ram pickup truck registered under his name, heading eastbound in the 13600 block of Southeast 36th Street. Witnesses reported that Mr. Coleman was operating his vehicle at a high rate of speed.
A Republican lawmaker, Richard Hanna of New York, says the House committee investigating Benghazi, Libya, was designed to go after Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton, in part. This is AP Radio News. Neighbors of the World of Life Church in central New York, where officials say a 19-year-old was beaten to death by his parents and also other church members, is a cult.
Abraham Esper, pastor of the Catholic Church next door, says you wouldn't even know Word of Life was a church.
You can't enter through the front door. There's no doorknob or doorbell.
All he ever heard was loud music and barking dogs.
You never see anybody. Any activity is always done at night.
Valerie Gianatelli, who has run a daycare center near the church for 19 years, says her son's friend calls it a cult.
One of the students there did tell him that he escaped living here and it was basically a cult. And if you come live here, you basically have a new family.
Officials say six church members beat Lucas Leonard and his brother as a form of spiritual counseling. I'm Julie Walker.
Financial stocks surged today, helping shove the stock market to its biggest gain in almost 2 weeks. The Dow climbed 217 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.